Many universities require their professors to publish as a condition of earning tenure. Why? Because they know something. Nothing teaches like writing. Among other lessons, writing teaches you that you never write just what you know. You write what you learn as you're writing. Ideas come to you and trigger other ideas. Thoughts crystallize and connect with others, and the combination of those elements produces a compound, an insight. You learn. Writing is thinking, and rewriting is rethinking. You ask, does this say what I mean to say? You answer no. You keep going. You get it right. You realize you have done more than just write more clearly. You have thought more clearly. You've made your ideas better and more useful. In doing that, you've made yourself more valuable and clearer to your prospects and clients. You've assured them you are an expert, comforting news that every client values. But before writing an article for publication, make note. Number one, demonstrate respect for the editor by studying the magazine, determining its goals, and writing a query letter that reveals your study and understanding. Number two, never cry wolf. If you pitch weak ideas as strong ones, editors will learn to mistrust you. Instead, you want them to always see your envelopes and think, he always has good ideas worth looking into. Number three, you are not selling a story. You are selling happy readers. You are selling people who will enjoy your story and think better of the publication because of it. And fourth, thanking an editor for running your article makes it sound as if you believe she published your article as a favor. It impugns her integrity. Instead, praise her...